Well, we're going to start a new series next week as we start Advent, and it will be on the carols of Christmas and the message of Christ contained in the carols. It'll be entitled A Thrill of Hope, and you can try to remember which carol that comes from, because that's going to be our very first carol that we're going to look at next Sunday. But today, it is Confirmation Sunday, and also Thanksgiving as well. We've made it through another year, and here we are at Thanksgiving week, and it's time to count our blessings. There's a song that says, I'm counting every blessing, I'm counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I'm counting every blessing, surely every season, You are good to me. So this week we can count our blessings. We can count our blessings for all the jobs that, many of you have perhaps lost jobs this week. How about if we count the blessing of good health? But I know a lot of you are struggling with COVID. I hope you're not here if you have COVID, but at home maybe with COVID, or cancer, or just the crud. Okay, well, we'll skip the health. How about if we count the joy of being able to gather with family at Thanksgiving? Maybe not. Okay, well, how about all of the opportunities that our children have in their schools and with their sports and again, no. All right. Well, then let's just look back. Let's just look back on this last year and recall all those wonderful vacations that we took, those cruises, those flights to Europe, the trips to Disney World. You know, as we count our blessings this year, we may think that we don't have any, that the number of blessings in 2020 is zero, zip, nada. This has been an awful year. But have we counted every blessing? Or have we overlooked the greatest blessing of all? The one that matters most, the blessing of faith. The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, he talks about the blessing of knowing Jesus, and how the promise of the resurrection blesses us even during hard and difficult times like we're going through in 2020. Let me read you what he says. He says, "For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let the light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. It is written, 'I believed, therefore I have spoken.' And since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Did you catch the word thanksgiving in that quote? So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. More and more people coming to faith is the blessing that Paul lifts up, and it's a blessing that we have even in 2020. People are coming to faith, and we celebrate that we celebrate our confirmation students who have come to faith in many different ways, but are going to come before us today and profess that faith. But before we get into their statements, because they have written statements of their faith that I'm going to share bits with you. But before we get to their story, what's your story? How did you come to faith? Was there a particular person that modeled faith for you? Or maybe you came to faith because there was some specific time when God touched your heart in a very special way. Maybe it was during worship, or maybe it was at a retreat. Maybe it was out in the wilderness, in God's creation, in that beautiful earth. But somewhere God touched your heart in a way that led you to faith. Or was there maybe a special ministry that you were a part of, or maybe even a special minister that opened your eyes to Jesus so that you could believe? Have you counted these as blessings? Have you looked back not on everything that we've lost, but have you looked back on what you gained because of the impact of those times and those people that led you to Christ? That's a blessing to count that 2020 can never take away. In Matthew Dart's faith statement, he points to the influence of his parents as one of those blessings that influenced his faith and led him to Christ. He says, "My parents have been taking me to church ever since I was a baby. I was also baptized in the church and have been going ever since. The person in my life that has influenced my faith the most is my father. He teaches me how to be a better person and how to be a better follower of Jesus Christ. He is also the one who takes me to church and tells me what it really means to be a Christian." What a blessing to have parents who help you to know Jesus. Sawyer Chumsland also talks about the impact of his parents and his grandparents. He says, "My journey to Christ started before I was born. My parents both grew up going to church, and because of the role model of their parents, continued to go when they were adults. Since the day I was born, my mom was a Sunday school teacher and dragged me along, so I started very young. When I grew up a little, everything started kicking in. I started doing Awana, got my own Bible, and started Sunday school. I attended VBS every year from 6 months to fifth grade. My mom was the first one who helped me to pray to give my life to the Lord. I barely remember it, but it was after an Awana lesson and talking about what it takes to get to heaven. I remember feeling safe, knowing Jesus will always forgive me and that I was guaranteed a place in heaven because I was a child of God." Who helped you to give your life to Christ? And if you have somebody, then you are blessed, my friend. That is a blessing. That is a gift beyond any fancy vacation, beyond a great job, or even good health. Because that gift, brought through the grace of God, is eternal. It's an eternal gift that can never be taken away. Remember how Paul said, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Because what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Now, of course, there are many other ways that people come to Christ. Sometimes there isn't anyone at all in a person's life, and God intervenes directly, maybe through the words of the Bible, or through an answer to a prayer when someone drops down their knees and says, "God, I don't even know if you exist, but hear my prayer." They get an answer. Sawyer also talks about the influence of the Bible and prayer in his life. He says, "I enjoyed memorizing verses and realized that I can turn to the Bible for answers and guidance in my life every day." What a great thing to learn at such a young age. "I also learned that I can pray to God about any time about anything. It doesn't have to be a memorized prayer. Just speak from my heart, and he'll always listen. I think prayer and reading the Bible has helped me feel like I have a relationship with God. He's not just someone you read about, but someone that's in my life, helping me when I'm scared or nervous and guiding me when I have to make a decision. There were other opportunities for me to pray and rededicate my life to the Lord as I got older, he says. Different Sunday school lessons, VBS, church sermons, and retreats. Although I knew I was already saved, it always felt good to remind myself of that promise that I made to God and he made to me. The Bible, the ability to pray, even believe it or not, church sermons can all impact our faith and connect us and our lives to Christ. Are you counting these blessings this Thanksgiving? When you sit down at your meal, and maybe it's just you this year, but when you sit down to give thanks to God, will you count these blessings and thank him for the people that he put in your life that led you to faith? Or the experience of the Lord that convinced you that he's real? Or the influence of the Bible? Or answered prayer? Are you counting every blessing this year? Because if you do, you find that you have a lot more than zero, even in 2020, because you have faith, because you believe. The scriptures say that we believe and therefore we speak. And our confirmation students have spoken through their papers, but they also speak in another way because they lift up the scriptures. Each one of them chooses a verse. You might call it a life verse, a favorite verse, a verse that impacted them. Because they believe, they speak out through sharing this scripture. And we can do the same. So here's Matthew's verse. It's Ephesians 6:13, and it talks about the armor of God and putting on those things in our life that helps us to stand even when times get difficult, like here in 2020. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. And Sawyer reminds us to trust in God and to follow God's path with Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. They have blessed us with their verses, and now I would like to bless all of us by sharing a few more verses. They come from the first chapter of Colossians. Appropriate words for those coming to profess their faith, but appropriate words for all of you who have known Jesus and therefore have something to be thankful for. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. We've been rescued by grace through faith and made a part of Christ's kingdom, a part of Christ's family. And that is a blessing worth counting any year, even in 2020. Let's pray. Lord, we may not have that mound of turkey in front of us this year. We may not gather around the table with our entire family. We may not even have good health. But Lord, we have the most important thing of all. We have a relationship with you. We have faith. Thank you. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for your grace that has welcomed us into your kingdom. Lord, with that hope, may we truly be able to give thanks this year. And Lord, with that hope, may we walk as your people into the glorious world that you have made and into heaven, which is even more glorious. We pray this in your name. Amen.